News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A flashpoint for anti-Semitism over the past several weeks has been the anti-Israel protests at UCLA. Jeffrey Abrams with the Anti-Defamation League Los Angeles says the environment at UCLA before Hamas's attack on Israel created an environment that allowed for anti-Semitism.
What has been occurring and occurred in this past week did not occur in a vacuum. It was predictable, which meant it was preventable. The culture on this campus, predating October 7th, has allowed anti-Semitism to flourish.
A new report by the Anti-Defamation League and Tel Aviv University found that there was an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Western countries in 2023 when compared to the previous year, including a steep jump in incidents following the October attack on Israel by Hamas. Meanwhile, Israel has begun military action against Rafah, the southern Gaza city, where they say Hamas is hiding out. This comes as Hamas has agreed to a proposal from Egyptian-Qatari negotiators for a ceasefire. Correspondent John Gambrell reports proposed terms have been put forth.
Hamas came out first. They said that the ceasefire would be phased over several weeks, that would see a pause in fighting for women and the elderly to be released first in exchange for hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli prisons, that would then go on to see military-aged men and soldiers released in exchange for more prisoners and a permanent calm in the fighting.
Israel says the deal did not meet its core demands and has pushed ahead with the assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Weather forecasters are urging people in Oklahoma and Kansas to be aware of the weather around them. This is SRN News. A Christian faces hate crimes charges in Iowa.
There was a time in this country when hating Satan was pretty common, but in Iowa, it's against the law. A judge there has refused to dismiss hate crimes charges against a man who knocked down an image of Satan set up in the state capitol building last Christmas season. Property damage charges were to be expected, but many were surprised when prosecutors leveled the much more grave accusation of violating Iowa's hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina Senate has approved a ban on sex change operations for children. The 27-8 vote in favor included all Republicans present and one Democrat voting for the ban. That came after the remaining Democrats tried to walk out so there wouldn't be enough senators to stay in session, but the vote was called too fast. The South Carolina House passed the bill on January, but the Senate made changes so either the House can vote to adopt the Senate version. This is SRN News. It just might be old man winter's last hurrah for this season.
A weekend spring storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area and closed Northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab says the storm dropped 26.4 inches of snow, making for the snowiest day of the season. Treacherous driving conditions over the weekend forced the closure of several highways near Lake Tahoe. Rich Thomason reporting.
Interstate 95 in Connecticut reopened after a three-vehicle crash Thursday involving a gasoline tanker shut it down. The tanker burst into flames and damaged an overpass above I-95 in Norwalk. Workers began demolishing the bridge on Friday and worked to repave damaged parts of the roadway. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.